5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars.
I'm a huge fan of international rescue, and so where better to find out about the latest cool technology than from the world-famous Tracy Island? Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem, Dan. The best space research is all about working together and sharing what we know. And that's certainly the case with the tech we're checking out today. Brains, take it away.
As we know, a key task for Rosalind the rover is to search for water. It's one of the most important mission objectives, because where there's evidence of liquid water, we might find evidence of life. Let's look at the red planet. Now we know there's ice on Mars. Look here. We can easily see the polar ice caps. Previous Mars missions have also detected water vapor in the air.
Remind me. Why are we looking for water if we already know there's ice and water vapor?
Ice and vapor are different to liquid water. It's evidence of liquid water that we're interested in, because that's what can support life.
And we know from our past missions that looking underground can lead to some surprising discoveries. Do you remember Mission Deep Search, Brains?
Of course. That's when we helped some explorers on Europa, one of Jupiter's moons. They were drilling into the ice and found an underground ocean and also something swimming around. It got pretty dangerous for them, so they asked for help from International Rescue.
Scary, but how cool would that be? Underground rivers and oceans on Mars.
The main reason for looking underground is that we know very little can survive on the Martian surface because of radiation from the sun.
So here's some of the clever technology that the rover will be using to search. Say hello to WISDOM. That stands for Water, Ice and Subsurface Deposit Observation on Mars. WISDOM is a ground-penetrating radar to characterize the stratigraphy under the rover.
Which basically means it scans deep into the ground to make a 3D map of what's under the surface and identifies the best places for Rosalind to drill. Places that have a good chance of finding things and are safe for the drill itself. It can only scan a few meters though, so might not be able to find hidden oceans. WISDOM will work in tandem with another piece of technology. Isn't that right, Brains?
That's right. The neutron spectrometer called ADRON. It will take a variety of measurements, including ones to search for hydrogen in the form of bound water or water ice.
Which means...
It's a special scanner which can detect the molecules that make up liquid water or show evidence of them having been there in the past.
Got it. And where this is or was liquid water, we might find evidence of life.
That's right. As Kaoma mentioned, much of the ExoMars mission has been created through collaboration between countries and scientists from across Europe and for further afield. Take the Proton rocket that will launch the rover. It's Russian, whilst Rosalind the rover has been assembled in Stevenage in the UK. The WISDOM team comprises scientists from France, Germany, Italy, Norway, Austria, United Kingdom, and the United States.
And ADRON has been developed by American and Russian scientists. It's the next generation of equipment used on NASA's Curiosity mission.
Wow, wouldn't it be great if we could work together on Earth as well as we work together in space? It helps to share what we know, and I know I've been lucky that you've shared what you know. But I've still got a bunch of questions.
Fire away. Maybe we'll learn something together.
Thunderbirds are go, mission to Mars, with support from the UK Space Agency and International Rescue. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.